from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Baskin and Phelps. Yes, there you go. Baskin and Phelps.
I only have so many hands.
I know. You're doing a good job.
Need more hands over here, you know?
I give you credit. High school football got underway last night. There were plenty of games around town. You got games again tonight. It's full boat tonight, especially big games. You know, you got Avon Ignatius playing at the stadium. Eds is playing Pickerington North, Trotwood Madison, Cleveland Heights. Jackson and Menor, that's a big one. That's like 100th anniversary of Menor. I think is Mashland Washington's out in Oregon playing today.
What?
Is that right? Is that where? Pretty sure it's. Hang on, I got to triple check on that. One of our we have a local team that is in Oregon. If they didn't already play,
is there an Oregon, Ohio? You're not telling me about?
No, I'm talking about Oregon. Like
so, Oregon
at this Nike thing. Yeah, and then
what the hell are we doing? Send
Chardon. I think Chardon is in Florida. Chardon had a game
this,
in Florida.
The Big Ten? What are we doing here?
Well, what do you think of that?
It's.
I don't have a problem with it. You know why? Because during the winter break, high school basketball teams can go pretty much wherever they want to. You're allowed to leave the state for a game. You're allowed to leave the LeBron rule, which is you're allowed to leave the touching Ohio state, the state of Ohio. So you can leave that outside area. So basically, if during the season, if you want, you can't miss school, but you can play games against Michigan, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Kentucky. What am I missing? Ontario, which is weird because you drive right through New York, but you could play a weeknight game against a team from Ontario if you wanted to because of the lake. Pennsylvania, am I missing anything? I can't. If I'm missing one of the states that touches, sorry. But what was West Virginia? I don't know if I said that or not.
I am not the one you ever want to come to for
you're
geography.
You're allowed to make a trip outside of that region once. So I don't, you know, especially if the kids aren't in school yet and you're getting ready for school and you're not missing any school and you got a chance to go play a football game. Because like last year, I covered it was Ohio versus the world or something. And I did play-by-play for Glenville against a team from Virginia. And I thought it was neat. You know, I thought the idea was neat. It was at the Hall of Fame. They had 5 or 6 games there. I don't know if they made a lot of money because I don't think they're doing it this year again. But I don't really have a huge problem with high school football doing that. If they want to open up the season on the road in another state and try to have some kind of big game, it just goes to show what the world is we live in right now. I mean, don't get me started on the NIL stuff because that you know.
No, we're not.
I'll walk you down another road on that. So.
All right, I'm going to go very Pollyanna on you, so
okay.
Keep this in mind as I go.
Sure.
I understand the big business of the NFL. Mm-hmm. I understand everything. You know, hey, this is a national thing. A lot of people love to get the schedule in their hands so that they can plan their vacations. They can do all these different things. I give it from the college standpoint for the same exact idea. Hey, you know, we can all hop on the bus and we can drive it. And, you know, when it's the Ohio State, Iowa game, we can get in and we can drive to where Iowa is and we could go see it on a road game and we're the visitor section and this is great. High school feels a little much.
And but let me put this in perspective for you. If a team wants to leave the regional area, we'll call it the LeBron regional area because that's how the whole thing started. Okay.
The greater LeBron area.
If they want to leave that area, why not? I don't have a problem with I get excited when I watch parades on Thanksgiving and see local high school marching bands in a parade over Thanksgiving. I don't have a problem with that, and they've left the greater LeBron area on that. I don't have a problem when high schools want to use their spring break and go down to Florida to try to get some games in earlier, softball teams or baseball teams. than basketball teams that leave over Christmas break to go play in a tournament somewhere where these kids were. A lot of these kids may not ever have the opportunity or haven't been on the opportunity to even be on an airplane yet.
Right, and I agree with that.
Again, it's not about all-star teams that are traveling. It's about your community-based team or, you know, or your private school, which is okay too. I don't have a problem with that either. Having the chance and opportunity to go out, especially if coaches and administrators take the time to find something other than the sport they're playing to go and understand it and to do some sort of, you know, research on a city or see some historical landmark or understand, like, think about, you know, if you wanted to play some games in D.C., think about the historical again, opportunity that's there for these that. Educationally, right?
And that's, I get that, and that's fantastic. And I'm being, again, I'm being very Pollyanna.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of high school football? Like, and I'm not saying that as like, I'm saying that more like, okay, so why are we doing this? We are playing high school football because A, it's fun. B, sports are good for kids. C, it's good for the community. And D, it's good for the student base to build a communal rooting interest. All right, we'll call it that for lack of better terminology. If you're,
pride, community pride.
Pride, beautiful. That's a way better word. Thank you. Sure. If we're going to take this and all that stuff that I laid out, and we're going to send it to Oregon, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're losing out on the community. You're losing out on the students. You could say the gate if you so desire.
Yeah, I disagree with everything you're saying right now. Keep going.
But you're losing out on all of these things. And the people who are benefiting from this are the kids who get to go and the team and maybe the marching band if they decide to take the marching band with them. Who knows? Depends on money and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Not to mention if you have out-of-date textbooks, not to mention if you have
how are you doing
all of
this,
these
though?
Different things.
How are you doing this, though? How are you paying for it? That's the question.
That's the other question.
If you're out selling candy bars or mowing lawns or doing something to raise money to take the trip,
outstanding.
No problem. I don't have a problem.
Yeah,
if a community-based business wants to throw some money at a high school because they've got a chance to send the marching band down to Disney for Thanksgiving, yeah, go
delightful.
For it.
Delightful. Let's do it.
Same thing, but it's the same thing for football. If somebody wants to do that or basketball wants to do that, I don't have a real problem with it because, let's face it, 99.9% of your high school athletes aren't going to do anything. If they're lucky, they're on to college, but the odds of them doing anything after that are super slim. They're slim that there's an opportunity for them to even play in college beyond intramurals.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's the realistic part of it. So why do it? You ask why in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I say that when you get into these situations, you're creating what's out there in the real world after they're done with school. You've got to learn how to get along with people. You've got to learn how to survive in a team atmosphere. If you ask me what one of the biggest problems from this pandemic is, it's that people don't know how to talk to each other anymore. You got businesses out there where people are scared to talk to each other and walk into each other's office. They'd rather sit there and use something like Slack and text each other to find out what's going on. That's not... like, how are we going to survive as human beings if we can't get up and have a conversation? If you've got a kid who can't order a pizza over the telephone because they're scared to talk to each other. So now put them in a situation where they've got the opportunity to be a part of a team where communication is the most important part of any game, any team sport especially. Put them in that role. Man, we're in big trouble. I'm telling you, the pandemic set kids back a million miles, and you know it, and I know it.
I agree. Look, there are a lot of things that the pandemic did.
Can we get rid of Slack, and how about having face-to-face conversations? Seriously, you want to talk about a generation gap? You can call me old all you want.
No, it's not old.
But if you think you got to run a business through Slack rather than having someone talk to each other and maybe have a brainstorming session where you can actually see some... Hey, last time I checked, 90% of communication was nonverbal in the first place. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. Go ahead.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
No, I mean, I agree with the statements that you've put forth. It's more, okay, so can we accomplish the same general idea without packing up this organization? And hey, if the students are paying for
it's
it.
It's one game. It's one trip. It's about learning how to fundraise.
Exactly.
It's learning how to do.
If it's learning the entrepreneurial spirit, if it's learning how to do all that stuff, like, I'm great with it. I'm perfectly fine with these kids packing up and wanting to do all of those things if they're the ones who did it. Like, you know, I was very, very lucky in high school with the choir. I was able to go to Disney World with the choir. It was an all-timer type of trip, but it was one of those we did like four fundraisers to be able to pull this off. And we got a group discount. And in between there, of course, there were kids whose parents chipped in so that they didn't have to do it. We all know how this life works. But I went out and sold a whole bunch of stuff so that I could go. And it was an all-timer trip, and I loved every bit of it, and I have all the memories still to this day of being able to do it. I am all for it. The stuff that I always have a problem when it comes to this...
Wait, what kind of a trip was this again? Tell me again. One more time.
Went to Disney World.
As a choir. Okay, I want you to tell me something about that trip. Name two songs you sang on that trip. Name two.
Oh, hell.
Forget it. Name the teacher that took you there.
That I could do.
Okay. So what's important?
Shout out, Miss Carly. I hope you're doing well.
Okay, so what's important? It's the same thing with these games. Like, you asked me, what do I remember from... I mean, I remember sitting a lot because I was playing with guys that were really good, and I knew I was going to have to wait my turn, and I waited my turn. And there were times when my turn never came up. But I'll tell you this, I'll never forget the fact that we were out there cleaning people's garages to earn money to try to go to Europe.
Going door-to-door selling cookie dough. Yep.
We called it rent an idiot is what it was, and people around the neighborhood were allowed to rent guys that played on my hockey team for $5 an hour.
God, I would love to do something like that.
I can't tell you how many garages I cleaned in Cleveland Heights my sophomore year so that we could go to Europe, so that we played a couple games in Finland. I can't remember if we won or lost those games, but I'll never forget that trip, and I'll never forget the responsibility of having to earn the money to go on that trip, to go out and do some hard work, to go with my friends,
and
to go on a great trip.
I'm all for. I am not against that in any way, shape, or form. The ones that I'm against is when the programs are going, all right, here's the check, frip, let's go, we're going to Oregon. That's where I've...
Or if I want you to come play or move to our school district because we're going... I don't think that that's... I hope that's not the case.
Right. If it's through fundraising, if it's through entrepreneurial spirit, if it's through all of these different things that you're doing to fundraise so that you could go have this opportunity of a lifetime, let's go, baby. I'm in. The problems that I have is if it's a situation where they're going, all right, here's the check. We're going here. Rip. All right, let's go. Let's send, you know, 10%, 15%, 20% of the student body so that they can go to Oregon while everybody else does it because they're not a part of the team.
Robert's in Parma. Hi, Robert.
What's happening, Parma?
Hey, I think the one thing you guys didn't mention yet, this is like an invitational or something out there.
Yeah, it is. It's a Nike thing. Yeah, I think it's a Nike thing. Yeah.
I think that's great exposure for kids who might not otherwise have it. You know, I know it's reasonable to go to Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, somewhere, you know, the LeBron area like we talked about. But they get the exposure out there in front of a ton of... I know, right? They get that exposure in front of a ton of different scouts, too. So I think that's another great benefit.
I agree that's a benefit, but it's a time... When you look at the numbers of kids that are going on to play at the next level, it's a tiny part of what that experience is. That experience is what it is. It's something those high school kids will never forget. Never.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
I think that's
it's
what
absolutely it's Ashland, though, right?
Yeah.
I think they're ranked nationally, too, aren't they?
I understand it.
Yeah, if one of the little schools around here was doing it, maybe not as much, but yeah, that's all.
All right, thanks, Rob.
And do everybody a favor, provide a way for everybody to be able to watch that game so that the people who would have gone to the stadium to watch their kids play that game, so that they have a way to watch it.
Speaking of great local high school athletes, Brian Anderson, super friend of the show, he joins us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.